I need to hire a coach to help me with my nutrition. I need to meal prep. I need to hit my workouts 4 to 5 times a week. I need to quit binge eating. I need to understand moderation around alcohol, right? Any of these things, right, are the behavior. The cue and the trigger is where the hard part comes in. What's going to give me an understanding that's going to tell me, hey, trigger, cue, I need to form this habit.
What is going on, CrossFitters? This is Justin Romare, your host of CBG Radio. Here at Consistency Breeds Growth, we help CrossFitters perform, look, and feel more confident in their own skin without tracking macros. We have a special offer just for you. We can guarantee that you start to look and feel like a CrossFitter in 4 short weeks or your money back. Ditch the fad diets, quit tracking every gram of food, and let us help you get the results that you deserve without tracking macros. Enjoy the podcast.
Science. All right. What's going on, CrossFitters? Coach Justin here back for another live video here at CBG. We help CrossFitters look, Coach Justin here, and feel confident without tracking macros. All right. So, today I want to have a couple announcements. Number one, we have our Quit Tracking Macros Forever challenge. Okay. It's going to be focused around fat loss. I'm going to be running the challenge personally, right? So this is for CrossFitters that are really looking to lose that 10 to 15 pounds, have been struggling for some time, hate tracking macros, thinks it's too time consuming and overwhelming in their life. It brings them too much stress and anxiety around food, right? We have a solution for you. All right, we've been helping thousands of CrossFitters use our intrinsic diet method for over 8 years, right? So in the Quit Tracking Macros Challenge, you're gonna get free live videos from me, free guides that I'm not giving out on this page and only in the challenge. I'm also going to be giving you some workout tests, and you're gonna get your own personalized macros from me and understand how to hit those macros without tracking, right? So I'm very, very excited about the challenge, and you can join in the link here, or you can send me a DM and I can get it to you directly. All right. So really don't miss this, guys. It's something that we do 3 to 4 times per year. And it's where we offer the most value to you guys. And only people from this page are going to be able to access the challenge. So very excited for you guys to join. And if you have any questions, just let me know. So today's live video is going to be around habit formation for CrossFitters. All right. Now, forming habits is actually quite difficult. Right. And a lot of people don't give themselves enough time to form the good habit that they need to be able to get the results. Right. And also habit breaking is also very difficult. Right. Even when it comes to really bad habits like alcohol, smoking cigarettes. Right. It takes a really long time to break these habits. Right. It also takes a really long time to form a habit. In some cases, right, it takes right around 90 days, sometimes up to 200 days to form a habit. Right. And that's you repeatedly doing it consistently to get the results. Right. So some of you guys quit too early on some of the things that you're trying to implement in your life. Right. Like meal prep. Right. You guys meal prep for 30 days. You don't see any results yet. You quit. Right. But if you went 90 days and formed a habit around it, you wouldn't have to rely on motivation alone. And you can rely on habits to keep pushing you through to do that meal prep, and then the result comes. So today I want to talk a little bit about a habit loop, right? And a habit loop is, it has 4 components. It has a trigger, it has a cue, it has a behavior, and then it has a result, right? And all 4 of these things need to happen to form a good habit, okay? So number 1, the trigger, right? So the trigger is what helps you start, right? So it also the cue. So the trigger and the cue are really what help you start the formation of the habit that you want to form, okay? And this is necessary as the first component in forming a habit, all right? So think about when you go to your CrossFit gym, right? The trigger or cue was you went and you inquired about information on the internet, right? This was the trigger, right? You've seen someone doing power cleans, you're like, that's cool, that's the cue, all right? I'm going to go in and actually try. That's the behavior, right? So trigger and cue, done. You researched your CrossFit gym, you went to the box. The behavior is doing the first workout, right? And then the 4th is the reward, all right? And this is what allows people to continue the habit, right? In the habit loop, is that there's a reward at the end. If there was no reward, there would be no reason to form the habit, right? So let's take brushing your teeth, for example, right? you know, your mom tells you to brush your teeth. That's your cue. That's your trigger. Then you have the behavior of actually doing it. And the reward is that when you go to the dentist, you don't have to get teeth pulled or have a cavity, or you have a cavity that needs to get filled, right? So without that, right, we would not brush our teeth. If we would never get cavities, we'd never brush them. It would make no sense, right? Why would we brush our teeth, right? So the formation of a habit is through the triggering cue, which is the starting initial point, the behavior, which is the actual action you're partaking in, and then the reward, right? So once the reward comes, we're more likely to repeat that action, right? A lot of you guys don't get to the reward component and don't actually wait 90 days or longer to actually form the habit that's so important to reaching your goals, whether it be fat loss, building muscle, or, you know, getting better at your CrossFit gym and elevating performance or strength, right? So how do you take this new habit that you want to form and work backwards into this habit loop, right? How do you do this? Well, when you're trying to form a new habit, you have to go backwards from the actual habit loop, right? So very simple, right? In the exact opposite order that I explained is how you need to think about your forming a new habit. So when you're forming a new habit, you want to think first, what's the reward that I want, right? What is the reward? So the reward is I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay, awesome, right? You want to lose 20 pounds. What's the behavior, okay, that I need to partake in to lose the 20 pounds? I need to hire a coach to help me with my nutrition. I need to meal prep. I need to hit my workouts 4 to 5 times a week. I need to quit binge eating. I need to understand moderation around alcohol, right? Any of these things, right, are the behavior. The cue and the trigger is where the hard part comes in. What's going to give me an understanding that's going to tell me, hey, trigger, cue, I need to form this habit, right? And what do those things look like so that I'm more likely to indulge in the behavior and finally get the result, right? All or nothing, right? Like if you missed meal prep 1 week, you decide that screw it, I'm not meal prepping, you know, anymore. I'm done with it, right? And then 4 to 5 weeks later, you're like, all right, I guess I need to start meal prepping again, right? You lost 4 to 5 weeks of time. You maybe lost progress in that time frame. Maybe even you went backward, right? So the only thing stopping you is you. So if you want to form these habits, right, that are really strong and stick, you have to be consistent for 90 days. You don't have to be perfect, right? But you have to be consistent, all right? And that means not having this all or nothing mindset. So when it comes to meal prep, for example, if you miss meal prep 1 week, no problem. Start again the next time you need a meal prep. You meal prep Sunday, Thursday, you miss Thursday, no problem. Sunday, start meal prepping again. Don't have this all or nothing mindset, right? Another thing is you need to reflect, right? So constantly reflect on, hey, this is what I need to do to actually make sure that I continue on my journey of forming this habit. And is this habit that I formed actually helping me or is it not? Let's say you started a keto diet, right? And you do no reflection throughout that process, right? Reflection on, you know, what goals have I achieved since I started keto? How am I feeling in my workouts? You know, is this something sustainable for me? Do I actually like the foods that I'm eating? You never reflect on that. You may continue to try to do keto for a really long time and then realize really way down the road that, wow, it's actually not sustainable for me. I didn't reflect on this early enough in my life to make sure that this was something that was actually going to work, right? So constant reflection of the new habit that you formed is also extremely important. Motivation is lost, guys. I've been doing CrossFit for almost 10 years, all right? There's no motivation anymore. I'm not like, yes, I can't wait to go in and do this 30-minute AMRAP with power cleans and GHDs. It's just not there, right? And it's probably not going to be there. Sometimes I'm going to have the urge to work out a little bit more times than others, but this perfect motivating, you know, thing where I want to, you know, rush into the gym and get my workout done and train second 2 times that day, it's not there, right? It's not there for most of us, okay? Okay. So look, don't forget, guys, we have the Quit Tracking Macros Fat Loss Challenge. All right. It's July 11th. It's 5 days. I'm running it and it's going to be completely free, right? It's how I give back to you guys and pour in so that you can get the results that you want. All right. So if you're looking for access to the challenge, shoot me a DM or click the link to join the Quit Tracking Macros Challenge to join for free and reserve your spot. Expect live videos, free guides, workout challenges and tasks, and get your own personalized macros. And I'll teach you exactly how to hit those macros to reach your goals without tracking macros. All right. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. If you have any questions, let me know. and we'll talk soon. Peace out.
It's science.
Thank you for listening to the podcast today. We hope you enjoyed it. Keep tuning in every week for more incredible guests and ways to reach your max potential, both physically and mentally. Please subscribe on iTunes or your preferred podcast app and let us know if you like this episode. Science. Don't forget to check us out at consistencybreedsgrowth.com or on Instagram at CBG_online_sports for details on upcoming nutrition challenges or one-on-one coaching for weight loss, wellness, or performance. Also, feel free to join our free Facebook page at www.facebook.com/groups/CBG Nutrition Tribe.